This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Her Vantage on Enterprise. Good morning. And of course, Her Vantage is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. Now, inspired to help women from all walks of life, Curse Malaysia introduced a whole new gym concept by providing women a place to exercise with comfort and confidence. Originating from the US, Curves International Inc. is the largest chain of fitness centers for women in the world, sprouting in over 90 countries, including 9 clubs in Malaysia. So we're here with Alison Chin on how she built and grew Curves Malaysia. Welcome back, Alison.
Thank you.
We've spoken before on Enterprise, but now it's 6 years old.
Yes.
In Malaysia,
yes.
Already, and 9 clubs, huh?
9 clubs.
Okay, so we want to talk about that journey. But personally, for yourself as well, how did you get into this industry? Why did you bring Curves into Malaysia?
Into Malaysia. Yeah, it's so funny. I think, you know, in life, one thing leads to another. And myself, I'm an accountant by background. I'm a chartered accountant. And I was working in big accounting firms overseas. When I came back, I actually ended up joining a very big fitness player in their finance team. And that's how I sort of fell in love with the fitness industry. It's such a positive one. We can have an effect on people, you know, before sickness and all that comes in. And that's how I got involved in fitness. But personally with Curves, my cousin, Debbie, she's a member in Australia, in Perth. Mm-hmm. And she's been a member for many years now. I think it's like 8 years. So at that time, many years ago, she was in her 40s, you know, 2 kids, a bit stressed out. And one year she came back and she was looking really happy and glowing and healthy. And we said, hey, what are you doing? And she showed this concept called Curves. And we said, hey, this is really interesting. And the following year, she really lost the weight. She toned up so much. And we said, hey, are you doing something different? She said, no, I'm doing Curves. But now they've got this technology called Curve Smart, which is systemized and tracks results. So she was really getting those results. And we said, hey, this is very unique. And we explored further. And next thing you knew, we were awarded the Master for Malaysia.
So this was something, okay, so this was 6 years ago. Do you think, you know, this whole concept of an all-female gym, why do you think that sort of works?
Yeah. I mean, I think as a woman, you know, it can be intimidating to go to a traditional gym environment where there's a lot of men and a lot of other people who may be a lot more fit than you or who've been doing this for years. So sometimes there's that intimidation factor. And also, like, you know, as women, especially once we get married, have kids, have careers, we just find that we don't have time. So the Curves concept of women only and 30 minutes, I found like it's a universal one that women all over the world really find an appeal to it. And that's why it has taken off the
world. Is that 30 minutes, right? Mm. I have 30 minutes to spare.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And put it in your routine.
Put it in your routine. So and in terms of, you know, there's a lot of players, right, that come and go, new concepts, you know, with fitness especially. You know, new trends and all that. Why do you think Curves has, you know, stood the test of time? I think worldwide, you're 25 years, six years in Malaysia and growing. Yeah. Why do you think that works?
Yeah, it's our 25th year anniversary this year from when our founder, Gary Haven, started it. And I think, you know, women being women, we're the world over, we face the same challenges of the time, of, you know, the intimidation. And it really appeals. And once you understand the importance of not just exercise, but strength training for women, it just becomes a part of your life, as important as brushing your teeth or eating breakfast. It is just part of your routine. And that's why I feel Curves is then a bread and butter part of your lifestyle, and it's no longer just a trend to try something out.
So now you've got 9 clubs, right? You call them clubs. How many of that is franchise? Are franchisees?
We have 6 franchise clubs and 3 corporate-owned clubs. Yeah.
And what was that like to find the right franchisees?
Yeah, there's no like strict formula, I would say.
What do you look for?
Yeah, I would say the passion is number one. We always say we look for pride, personality, and passion in both our franchisees and our staff as well, our team players. You know, the passion to really help other people and to be client-facing, as we say. You can't sort of act on that. You really have to genuinely have an interest in other people's health and their well-being. And what we find at Curves is it's more than just the physical strength. You know, they're intimate clubs. We know every member's name. And we build relationships with our members. So personality is key. And secondly, I guess, you know, they need to have a bit of business savvy as well, because it is a business and it's not easy to run a business. I mean, any business, regardless of size. So the ability to understand a bit of, you know, your balance sheet, P&L, to manage staff. I think leadership is always a very important quality to have, and to groom your team so that the whole team loves what they're doing as
Okay. And are these franchisees all women?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. We do have like husband and wives. We also have women partnerships, you know, that friends that have started it together. So it's a bit of a mix, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, our own founder is a man, but he started it with his wife.
Okay, so when you is this the pace that you want to grow at, or were you hoping that it will be more clubs?
Mm-hmm. Initially, I think, yeah, we thought, oh, we're going to have a lot of clubs. We're going to franchise, you know, and have a big bang. And we did grow, you know, pretty quickly. I'm happy with the size we're at. Of course, we're always looking for more opportunities to grow. I think having been in the business now and really understanding our environment, our culture, and our staff, etc., it takes a lot to make sure that the foundation is there. And in the last, you know, few years, we really have focused on that, refocused back on the member experience to make sure that it's relevant for the ladies here in Malaysia. And we plan to grow from there.
Right. And how do you communicate with the Curves International Management Team, right? You know, are they expectations? I mean, what's it like? And, you know, they're probably expectations, oh, we want more clubs and all that. How do you, what kind of relationship do you have?
Yeah. I think they're actually pretty fair. We meet once a year, and it's amazing because we have representatives come from all over. You know, in Japan, which is one of our most successful countries, there's over 1,700 clubs. So they'll be there. The Koreans have 300 clubs, you know, Australia, everyone. And we meet together and share ideas and best practice, especially about that member experience, because this is something they've been refining and refining, and there's a lot of detail behind that. So it's good. I mean, of course, there's always that balance to open more clubs, but I think everyone is quite aware that we've got to have the right partners in place.
Do you feel that things are a little slower this year, though?
Yeah, I think it's a fair thing to say. I think everyone in retail is sort of experiencing it. That being said, I mean, our product is an affordable product, and it's health. And when people do realize that this is that part, you know, of your routine is as important as brushing your teeth, they don't mind to spend that. They don't mind recommending their friends to come.
Okay, so, and you're currently not in shopping malls, right? Is there a reason why as well?
Yeah. When we started, our concept, you know, we're very boutique and we need to be near people's homes or workplace because we're fast. We're about a 30-minute workout. So you're not going to spend 1 hour to drive there, look for parking and that kind of thing. So we tend to be in more suburban strip malls or shop lots. That being said, we do appreciate being in a mall might, you know, give us a lot more visibility. So we're still sort of assessing. We're very cautious, as you say, this year's a little bit tricky. We're just assessing our options and just being a bit careful in our assessment, but definitely open to that.
Yeah. Okay. So, but right now, like, what are the opening hours?
Yeah. It depends club on club, but most clubs will open between 7 to 7:30 a.m., which caters a lot for the working ladies and also the moms who drop their kids off at school. They come straight away. And in the evening, most clubs will close between 8:30 to 9. So again, it's after work, do your quick half an hour workout and then you're off.
Okay. So in terms of, you know, you've been doing this for 6 years, what have been some of the challenges you've had to face? Like surprise, surprise.
Probably people challenge. I know every business says that. And, you know, we thought, oh, this is quite an easy concept in the sense that each outlet, you need only 3 to 4 staff. It's not a huge operation per se. We leverage on the fantastic machines, the hydraulic machines and our Curve Smart system. That being said, I think it's always about the people, always about the people. And, it took a while, I would admit, to really find our groove and to create that love for Curves, that, you know, commitment to our mission of strengthening women. But once we found our groove, I think it's amazing. I love going to work every day because I'm surrounded by really passionate, you know, women. We're an all-women team who we all enjoy being there, and that's a lot of fun.
Right. Okay, we'll talk about strengthening women and this hydraulic engineered equipment that you use after this. I'm here with Alison Chin from Curves. You're listening to Her Vantage and Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Her Vantage and Enterprise. I'm Frida Liu, and I'm speaking to Alison Chin from Curves. And that's a franchise that originated from the US that's 25 years, but 6 years in Malaysia with 9 clubs. You know, you talk a lot about this whole concept of strengthening women, right? And that's something that you push. What's that all about?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of our points of difference at Curves is that we do strength training for ladies. Now, traditionally, I think a lot of women think, If I go for a walk, you know, that's enough. Or, you know, like I'll just do Tai Chi or etc. I mean, that is great. But actually for women, we also need to do a component of strength as well. Strength means, you know, creating lean muscle so that our metabolism increases. Every woman wants to lose weight, right? Yeah. And I think especially after the age of 30, that's where the weight creep comes on.
Yes.
Because it's just normal. We're slowly losing muscle every year. So strength training is essential for lean muscle, to increase metabolism, and also to prevent things like the pains in our knees, elbows, joints, you know, also another common thing, and also osteoporosis to prevent that as well.
Right.
And so with our hydraulic equipment, it's very safe and designed for women to do a strength training workout in just 30 minutes. So at Curves, you don't have to fuss with weight stacks.
Mm.
You don't have to be working out next to a huge, muscly man. You know, it's all there for you. You don't really have to think about it. You're just being pushed to your own personal capability every time just for 30 minutes.
Okay, so people still, a lot of women still have that misconception about building muscle.
Yes. I think so. Like, they think, oh, I'll end up looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger or I'll be too huge. But we can't, because we don't have that testosterone. We don't have that hormone. But, you know, we admire a lot of the ladies in, say, magazines and everything. They look nice and lean. They're definitely doing a component of strength training in their workouts.
Yeah. And it is just really at the end when you're older.
Absolutely.
You're going to feel the effects of not having this muscle element, right?
Yeah.
So this hydraulic engineering equipment, that's a trademark to Curves. It's the only one that's in the market.
Yes. All our machines come from Curves, and that is the key concept of the Curves strength training workout.
What kind of, you know, when you look at the kind of women that come to Curves, like what age category?
Profile.
Yeah. Profile.
Typically 30 to 55, I would say, yeah. So these are ladies who don't really have a lot of time. I mean, I remember when I was in my 20s and I was working with a fitness company, you know, going for a workout and then having about half an hour to an hour on the couches after with my friends. That was a typical part of my routine, you know. Gym was a very social thing where we go to the gym, but then we also have, you know, a drink after for a good half an hour and have a yarn.
And we say we have no time, right?
And we say we have no time. But Curves, I mean, Curves, I would say social is still very important, the sisterhood that you get there. But typically, I would say 30 to 55, because these are ladies who have other commitments as well. They might have family, they might have careers, they might have to look after their own parents, you know, so in and out and getting that 30 minutes peace of mind and they're out.
What's this Curvette of the Year contest?
It's something that we're so proud of. So we call our members Curvettes, you know, a loving term. And we've been running this contest for 2 years now. Basically, we ask our members to, hey, submit to us your stories of personal success, personal journey, not necessarily just weight loss, could be anything. And we've been running this for 2 years, and the stories that we get each time, oh my gosh, I would like tear up.
Okay.
You know,
share one.
Mm. Oh, well, like our winner in 2015, Avsan, she lost her mom and her grandma in a terrible car accident, right? And her sister was in the car accident as well, became bedridden, and Avsan had to basically put her life on hold for 3 years to look after her sister.
Jeez.
And her sister eventually passed away. And she had developed, our son has developed gastric. Mm. You know, she hadn't become reclusive. And somehow a flyer for Curves had come across. And her dad encouraged her to go. He said, just do something for yourself. And through that process, she said she didn't realize it. But as she was working out and coming consistently, she was developing that confidence in herself again. She
made friends. Endorphins.
And yes, the natural happy hormone. So, you know, to see that is just amazing. And she's such a strong woman. And last year when we ran the competition, our winner, Fyra, you know, she was 40 last year. So she said she had given everything to her two kids, right? And suddenly her kids were all grown up, didn't need her anymore, right? And she realized she was at home. She had lost touch with her friends. And she had been putting on weight consistently every year. So she found Curves and she came in and I think she lost something like, well, I know she dropped 2 dress sizes, you know, in the span of a year. Mm. And she was able to wear an amazing baju kurung for Raya last year. Mm. And her family was just amazed, you know. And she's such an inspiration to her friends, and her own husband lost 12 kilos through her influence. And that's why we talk about strengthening women, because we believe that that strong woman, she affects everyone around her.
True. Yeah. Right. And it's not just physical, it's the mental and the emotional.
Absolutely. And she says they have so much fun now as a family. They go out on the weekends, ride bikes together. And they still go out and eat and have fun. But, you know, there's that balance now. Mm. And they're so happy because of those endorphins.
You're right. And how do you keep the sisterhood alive?
Oh, that is such a critical component, I think, of Curves. And the sisterhood is a combination of the ladies as well as our coaches. You know, our girls in the clubs, they're amazing. They really care about
how
our
they
members.
Train.
Yeah, the training is such a critical component. And when we hire staff, most of them already have some sort of sports science or physio background. So they're already, I think, tuned to the body and quite caring in that sense. But they go through our Curves training. So we use a lot of online web-based training, on-the-ground practical training, shadowing our more senior coaches as well. And then they learn and they develop those people skills as well. So there's really a great rapport between coach and member, and the members, because we're in a circuit when we're working out, you kind of look at other ladies and you kind of smile, and next thing you know, you're having a chat after the workout and you develop those friendships.
And I guess it's kind of safe, right? I guess when it's all just women somehow, that is also a factor.
Yeah, I guess the walls come down a little bit, and definitely we're very strict about the women only. We've had, you know, a couple of husbands try to come in before, or our sons want to check out for their moms. And we're like, sorry, sir, like, it's only ladies. And they actually really like that. They really appreciate that. And especially like our Muslim sisters too.
Yeah.
A lot of them, they take their tudung off.
Yeah.
And they feel they can work out in comfort, you know. And then after that, let's go out for a coffee or a juice. Yeah.
And you can, of course, get freshened up. Everything is...
Yeah, you have a shower and all. But a lot of ladies, they just go home because it's nearby to their house as well.
So where is... Are you outside the Klang Valley yet?
We have one in Sri Manjung Perak. Yeah, which is amazing. So our franchisee, she was our member for many years and absolutely loved the concept, had great results herself. And when they decided to move back to Perak, because they also have, you know, other family business there, they decided, let's open it there. And that's been very successful.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so where is your company curving to in the near future?
Yeah, we're definitely looking at a few options. We are looking at malls, and we're also looking at more key locations within Klang Valley, such as Shah Lam, maybe other city centre locations, key suburban areas as well. Because the one thing with Curves, we've been really working hard to build a brand, and I think it's a lot easier now than, say, 6 years ago when no one had heard of it. But that being said, you know, people who live in Cheras, they go, hey, can't you open one here because it's just too far for me to go to Bukit Amansara or wherever. So looking for the right locations and looking for the right partners as well.
Mm. And what collaborations are in the making?
So we're running Curvette of the Year 2017. That is sort of our big project, and we're working with some key partners and sponsors on that, which is a lot of fun. We like to work with other women-focused businesses, so in fitness apparel, in healthy eating, in beauty, in dressing. So that's quite fun. And going for the future, we're open to any sort of collaboration, be it on a business perspective or a member experience perspective. So anyone can contact me.
Thanks for being with us again, Alison. Nice to see it, you know, growing and developing. I've been speaking to Alison Chin from Curves. You've been listening to Her Vantage and Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.